From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. American-led forces pushed into the center of Fallujah today as the battle to retake the Iraqi city from insurgents moved into its second day. Soldiers, Marines, and Iraqi government forces are moving street to street and house to house, and the military expects several more days of tough urban fighting. So far, 10 American service members and 2 Iraqi government troopers have been killed, according to the U.S. military. Lieutenant General Thomas Metz is the operational commander in Iraq.
Our forces continue to encounter resistance. The resistance is with small arms, rocket-propelled grenades, and indirect fire. Anti-Iraqi forces, outer defenses have been destroyed, and they are fighting in small groups as our forces press the attack.
Met says that insurgent leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has likely fled Fallujah.
NPR's Anne Garrels is embedded with the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment. She spoke with us from a base outside Fallujah after she traveled inside the city with the troops.
What I saw today was that a supply convoy of tanks, armored personnel carriers, succeeded in reaching the 500 or so Marines from the battalion who were heading for the center of Fallujah on foot. The Marines said they'd fulfilled their objectives for the first day, carefully moving through the northern part of Fallujah block by block. They've had intermittent intense firefights with insurgents who, for the most part, though, remain invisible. A young Lance Corporal acknowledged to me that it had been pretty scary. He said that they found weapon stores in some houses. A mosque was booby-trapped with wired explosive devices. After removing the threat, they found weapons there, too. By mid-afternoon, I have to say, it was very quiet. There was sporadic fire, but for the most part, Fallujah was like a ghost town.
What are you hearing about casualties, Anne?
In the battalion I'm with, I have seen about 8 injured. No one has been killed. As for Iraqi casualties, once again, there are no reliable figures. Despite what the Marines call their best efforts to limit casualties, one Marine told me they'd called in artillery fire for protection because they were being attacked from one particular house, and the artillery hit the wrong house. It hit the house next door. So, you know, mistakes are made. I'll just point out that when the Special Forces went in on Sunday night and took Fallujah General Hospital, and I think one main reason they took that hospital was it was the source of unconfirmed casualty reports during the offensive into Fallujah in April. And it was those unconfirmed casualty reports that caused an uproar and ultimately forced the Marines to stop the offensive. So I think they took the hospital in order to control information flow.
Now, there are troops of the Iraqi government, of the interim government, taking part in this offensive. What are they doing, and how well are they doing?
Well, as I've reported, over half the Iraqi troops in the battalion who've been assigned to this Marine battalion deserted. Those left, though, have been working pretty well, according to the Marines. I saw them out there today. They seem pretty well integrated. The one problem, though, is that they're wearing Iraqi military camouflage, and the insurgents have access to those uniforms and have been known to wear them, too. So the Marines are worried about shooting the wrong Iraqis, and they've made the Iraqis wear very distinctive markings so that they can distinguish them from the insurgents.
Do you have any sense of how long this battle for Fallujah is likely to last?
Oh, Robert. Marines hope that it will be a matter of days, and it's quite possible that the strictly military aspect of this could be done quite quickly. However, the next step is far more complicated. They've got to persuade Fallujahans to take part in the elections, and key Sunni clerics are urging Sunnis, because of the assault on Fallujah, not to take part in the election scheduled for January. The Marines have got to find Fallujahans who will be willing to work with them. They also have to find the key leaders of the insurgency, which they have not yet done.
And thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from Fallujah, where she is embedded with the 1st Battalion of the 3rd Marine Regiment.